The other is that there's an underlying assumption that if there's high levels of HER2 present, that you're getting a lot of signal transduction, and the trastuzumab will interfere with that signal transduction. But there actually is a lot of data that there are other mechanisms of action of trastuzumab, and it may be that inhibiting signal transduction is not the biologically active mechanism in the adjuvant setting. It may be immunological, and there's a fair amount of data that suggests that it is immunological. And an immunological response may not depend upon high antigen load. You may need just a modest amount of antigen load. And I could also imagine that in women with minimal disease, that the immunological mechanism may predominate, while in women with metastatic disease, with a much higher tumor burden, some other mechanism of action may predominate.
So you'd be comfortable putting a patient in a trial as being discussed right now with the NSABP?
Yes.
Absolutely. Have you gotten to the point of thinking about what kind of chemo you might use in that situation? And the Beth trial, it's pretty much going to be, we'll talk about this later, TCH.
Taxotere cytoxan.
Really?
We're going to take it to six.
Taxotere cytoxan trastuzumab for six cycles. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
HER2 negative population.
I was right.
Are you having any second thoughts about TCH and Beth? Or that's going to stay the same?
Stay the same.